Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Do you think Islam is at war with the West?
I think Islam hates us. There's something there that there's a tremendous hatred there. There's a tremendous hatred. We have to get to the bottom of it. There is an unbelievable hatred of us.
In Islam itself?
You're going to have to figure that out, okay? You'll get another Pulitzer, right? But you're going to have to figure that out. But there is a tremendous hatred. And we have to be very vigilant. We have to be very careful. And we can't allow people coming into this country who have this hatred.
I guess the question is there a war between the West and radical Islam, or is there a war between the West and Islam
itself? It's radical, but it's very hard to define. It's very hard to separate, because you don't know who's who.
The sect of Islam that has taken over perhaps the world right now, which is the greatest threat to all of us who are not radical Muslims, is the Wahhabi sect of Islam. You have to understand that this is a poisonous doctrine that was created by the Wahhabists well over 150 years ago in Saudi Arabia. It is a sect that is given to conquest, very much along the lines of the original tractates of Muhammad himself. And so for Donald Trump to dare say what is obvious to most people of any educational background whatsoever, you know, many years ago, someone once said to me something about Christianity. And then another person said something. All educated Christians know that. All educated Americans know that radical Islam is not easily separated from Islam itself these days. And all you've got to do is look at the Quran itself. There are dozens of references against other peoples. You want me to read them to you? Sutra 3151, we will cast into the hearts of the unbelievers terror, for that they have associated with Allah that for which he sent down never authority. Their lodging shall be fire, evil is the lodging of the evildoers. That hasn't been whited out of the Quran. Here's another one not whited out of the Quran that your friends are reading in your local mosque. Sutra 3181, Jews are bound for hell. What amazes me is how many liberal Jews like Bernie Sanders line up and lick the respectable ones in Islam tell us how much they love each other. But they don't read the Quran itself. This is what's going into the heads of the believers. 3181, I didn't write it. It's in the Quran. And they're reading it. Jews are bound for hell. You want to read more of them? 4160, Jews do evil. Turn people away from Allah. And if those of you who are Christians think it doesn't concern you, read 5:17. Christians, believers in divinity of Christ, are unbelievers. Read it. So when Anderson Blooper pressed Donald Trump on whether he was talking about radical Islam or Islam itself, you heard what Trump said. He said it's radical, but it's very hard to define. It's very hard to separate because you don't know who's who. He happens to be right. Now, you know that the Islamophobia crowd, and that includes CARE and all of the other racketeers, in my opinion, who are propagandists for the takeover of the West. That's how I see it. I'm not mincing words. They're front groups to dominate and conquer us. They use every racket that the left has developed over the last 40 years. The whole racket. And I'm sick of it. This is the first time in modern American history that a politician has stood up to the radical left at any turn. And now they're saying, hey, wait a minute, he's a this, he's a that, he's a Hitler, he's a Mussolini, he's a racist. He's none of those things. In fact, as I said on this show several weeks ago, the reverse is true. Donald Trump is the victim of racism. Donald Trump is the victim of racism. And we're going to talk about that on the Savage Nation today. We're going to talk about Ted Cruz. It came out today. And I'm sorry to tell all of you people who love this show and still love Ted Cruz, the real Ted Cruz is supported by the Bush family. Did you know any of this? Did you know that Neil Bush, the son of President H.W. Bush, who defrauded U.S. taxpayers out of $1.5 billion in the SNL scam, and later lobbied for the Chinese government, has formally endorsed Senator Ted Cruz for president? This is a real one. And we'll talk about Silverado Savings and Loan in Denver, Colorado. Neil Bush, the no-good son, is endorsing Ted Cruz. Now, what does that matter? Anyone can endorse anybody. Well, there's much more to it than that. The connections between Ted Cruz and the Bush family are very deep. I'm sorry to tell you. This was pointed out in an article today by Roger Stone in the Daily Caller. The Bush-Cruz connection is clear. Ted Cruz was George W.'s brain when he ran for president. Did you know that? Did you know that Ted Cruz was George W.'s brain when he ran for president? How could you not know this? How could you buy this cover story about Constitution? Constitution. Ted Cruz wrote the Constitution. He's the only one who knows what it is. Ted was a top policy advisor for George W. Bush. He was trying to get a job as Solicitor General, but settled for a job in the Federal Trade Commission. Ted Cruz is a Bushman with deep ties to the political and financial establishment. Ted and his wife Heidi brag about being the first Bush marriage. You see, they met as Bush staffers. Did you know that? Mr. Independent? Mr. Constitution? Did you know they met while working for George Bush? You don't know any of this. You don't know how many people who support him worked in the government and now claim they're anti-government. How could you people be so gullible? Cruz was an advisor on legal affairs while his wife Heidi was an advisor on economic policy and then became director for the Western Hemisphere on the National Security Council under none other than Condoleezza Rice Aroney. Condoleezza Rice Aroney helped give us the phony war in Iraq. Heidi Cruz then went to the Bush U.S. Trade Representative. Are you ready for this one? Heidi Cruz became a top deputy to U.S. Trade Rep Robert Zoellick, who used Heidi's membership in the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, and her job at GS Goldman Sachs. And the bailed out bank then loaned Cruz $1 million secretly to finance a Senate race. Ted Cruz then borrowed an undisclosed $1 million loan from Citicorp. The fact of the matter is, Cruz is not who he appears to be. He is not an outsider. He is an insider. He is a Bush insider. He is the ultimate insider. He's a former top Bush 41 policy aide and globalist. He is an Ivy Leaguer. He's an establishment insider. I can give you more, and I will, because he is a puppet of the Republican establishment itself. That is why he is attacking Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is attached to no one, in plain English. Do you understand what I said to you? So we've got two main topics here. One is Donald Trump daring to say he thinks Islam hates us. The other story is the real Ted Cruz. And there's another story percolating, by the way, which is a false charge against the Trump campaign. Another one, false report about an altercation. Physical altercation between Trump's campaign manager and a reporter during a press conference earlier this week. It is a complete lie. It is a complete made-up story. Nobody saw it. So they made up another story, and it's only going to get worse. It's a fake accusation. The person who claimed it does not want to be part of the news, only report it. She won't step forward. But I want you to make up your own mind on this. This same woman who claims she was roughed up by Lewandowski, Trump's campaign manager, claims to have been beaten by a New York City police officer with a baton. You know how many of these cases are fake. They're every way you turn. And then the other day, did you see what went on at another Trump rally? A black guy with dreadlocks, a gay guy, a lesbian, and a Muslim go into a rally and start screaming the minute Trump talks and try to shut him down. So the audience didn't want to hear these troublemakers. They shut them down. Then they gave him the bum's march, the bum's rush. They threw him out. As they were leaving, a 78-year-old man punched one of them and gave him a good punch. And now, of course, that poor 78-year-old man is being charged with assault. So you got troublemakers. There are Jean provocateurs. They're trying to make Trump into what he isn't, and we've got to stand strong. We must not let the communist left destroy our only hope to save America. And I want to define something for you. And here's something important. People don't know how to define Donald Trump. I've defined him as a moderate nationalist. But I'm going to redefine Donald Trump to everyone listening to the show around the world on the Savage Nation, because I'm the idea man. I'm known as the idea man. And here's your idea. Take it, run with it, drop it, reject it, debate it. Trump is a Christian nationalist. No one said that. He's proud to be a Christian. He is a proud Christian, and he's a proud American nationalist. This is anathema. This is anathema to the media. This is anathema to the university America haters. This is anathema to the thuggish left who has taken over everything in this country and threatens everybody by threatening your advertisers. If you dare speak out about their communism and their desire to control every aspect of our life from top to bottom, telling us what we're supposed to think about sexuality, everything they tell us what we're supposed to think. Well, finally, we have someone who said, drop dead. We're not your slaves. We're not slaves of the radical left. We're not going to eat this garbage anymore. And we're fighting back. And he is the man carrying the banner of this Christian nationalism. And that is why he is ruffling feathers around the world. Because they're used to stamping on us. They have disrobed the Statue of Liberty and molested her. The radical left has disrobed her and rolled her in mud. And the Statue of Liberty is crying. And Donald Trump wants to clean her and clothe her again. And that's the opening to my show.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
Listen, Donald does well with voters who have relatively low information, who are not that engaged and who are angry, and they see him as an angry voice.
Oh, you're full of it, you fool.
Where we're beating him is when voters get more engaged and they get more informed. When they inform themselves, they realize his record. He's what they're angry at. He is the corruption. And if you want someone to stand up to Washington, the only one who had been doing so in this race is me.
Ted Cruz is a phony through and through. I'm not going to sit on the fence about him anymore. I would not support him. And I'll tell you something else. I'll say it to you right now. If Ted Cruz wins, I'm not voting for him. He is a stealth Democrat. He's part of the establishment. He is part of the government itself. He's tied right into everything he claims he opposes. He's a member of the Bush clan. Read about it. What, I'm not making this up? What do you want me to do, make up stories for you about how wonderful he is and he's a true constitutionalist? None of it is true. He is a member of the Bush cabal, period. So if you want Bush again, vote for Ted Cruz. If you want open borders, vote for Ted Cruz. If you want the country to cave in altogether, vote for Ted Cruz, because you're not going to get any of what he promises you, because he's owned by the RNC. In fact, in my opinion, he's working with the RNC to destroy Donald Trump. And now he's saying, I love this one. He's so intelligent. He's such an intellectual giant, Ted Cruz. Dracula is so intelligent. He says, Donald Trump voters have low information and are not that engaged. Ted, I would challenge you to an intellectual debate on any subject of your choosing at any time. And we'll see who has low information on a variety of subjects. And no one is as engaged as I am, Ted. And I don't support you. I support Trump. He says that he does well with voters who have low information, who are not engaged. He puts people down as dumb. This is classic elitism. This is Harvard speaking. This very same elite nonsense that we're trying to get rid of in Washington is Ted Cruz. He is Washington. How could you say he's an outsider when he's a U.S. senator? How could you call him an outsider? I don't understand this. WMAL, Bob, where do you stand on Ted Cruz after these disclosures about him?
Dr. Savage, you nailed this thing 6 months ago. I kept an open mind about it, and you know, but as things have worn on, I've seen Trump, and you nailed this. I got to thank you for keeping me informed.
Well, okay, hold on. When you say I nailed the Cruz thing, what do you mean, with him putting everyone down that we're all stupid?
No, that he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. He was a He was a typical Washington, D.C. guy.
Oh, you mean all the connections to the Bush family going all the way back? And Ted and his wife, Heidi? She's a member of the Bush staffers when they met? What more do we need to know?
I mean, how much more insider do you need to be? But, you know, the one thing about Trump, Mr. Savage, I got to say, he's forcing them to expose themselves. And today, I'm of that certain demographic that Mr. Cruz spoke of today, the highly, you know, stupid.
But, yeah, you, in other words, you're one of the dumb people who don't know any better. I get it.
That's me.
I'll bet you're a Christian. I have a feeling you're one of those knuckle-dragging Christians.
Well, I fear God, yes, sir.
You see, there you are. That's who Cruz is talking about, dumb people that he exploits himself waving the Bible around.
I heard you say about Bush. I heard about that the other day when you spoke of that. And, you know, I mean, there is no more insider than a Bush. There's nothing more insider than that. You know, I work here in this town in D.C., and this place is the craziest, most liberal place you've ever seen in your life.
Cruz was an advisor on legal affairs for Bush. His wife, Heidi, was an advisor on economic policy for Bush. She worked on the National Security Council under Condoleezza Rice, under Bush. She gave us the phony war in Iraq, Condoleezza Rice. Heidi Cruz then went to the U.S. Trade Representative Department to work for Representative Robert Zoe Ehrlich, a deep member of the Council on Foreign Relations and a job at Goldman Sachs. Why do people think Ted Cruz is an outsider? I don't know. Who are they being hoodwinked by? And by the way, now ask yourself who the biggest supporters of Cruz are. What's in it for them is the question. What will they get out of a Cruz presidency is what you must ask. Quid pro quo is how it goes. This is the Savage Nation. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you think Islam is at war with the West?
I think Islam hates us. There's something there that there's a tremendous hatred there. There's a tremendous hatred. We have to get to the bottom of it. There is an unbelievable hatred of us.
In Islam itself?
You're going to have to figure that out, okay? You'll get another Pulitzer, right? But you're going to have to figure that out. But there is a tremendous hatred, and we have to be very vigilant. We have to be very careful. And we can't allow people coming into this country who have this hatred.
I guess the question is there war?
So that's the story in a nutshell. Now, Donald Trump obviously is well-educated enough to read what is going on in Europe. Top Danish imam admits agenda for Muslims to conquer Europe. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars, March 10, 2016. Undercover footage broadcast by a Danish TV station shows Mohammed Faoud al-Barzai, the head imam of the mosque of the Islamic Union in Denmark, admitting that the goal of the migrant influx is for Muslims to conquer Europe. And this is not an isolated report. We have the same here in America. The only difference is we have the FBI and the whole Justice Department covering for the invasion of Islam into America. Yes, you heard me. And I will say something that you've not heard yet. There's an article from the London Independent came out today. It's up on michaelsavage.com. Read it for yourself. Egypt drafts bill to ban burqa and Islamic veil in public places. Do you know what this means? It means Egypt. Egypt itself, the most populous Muslim country on earth, is less friendly to radical Islam than we are in America. Do you hear what I just said to you? This country is so twisted. This country is so twisted and demented with liberalism that we are more compliant with Sharia law than they are in Egypt. Egypt drafts bill to ban burqa and Islamic veil in public places. They don't like the radicals in Egypt because they know what they've done to every other country they have infested. They know what they've done every time they've allowed to gain power. They destroy a nation. If you think I'm making this up, go study history. Study history. Those who do not know history are condemned to repeat it. Jorge Santayana, Spanish philosopher, I've been quoting him for 20 years. Those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. Do you want to be conquered like a moron because of political correctness? No, you don't. So America now is wakening up. The sleeping giant is awakening. They're standing up. They're screaming out. They found someone to carry their flag. They're supporting him. We're called everything under the sun by our enemies. But did you ever think that you would be denigrated by a person you respected not a day ago? It's bad enough to be attacked by the radicals in America. To wake up and have Ted Cruz himself, who you thought was a constitutionalist, saying that you're an uninformed voter. You're a low-information voter. In other words, you're stupid. You're uneducated and you're stupid if you support Trump. He's for the real intellectual. Ted Cruz is the only man for the smart intellectual. They vote for Ted Cruz. Well, I guess if you like Bush, you're going to love Cruz again. Because there's going to be nothing new under the sun. It'll be Bush 3. It'll be Bush 3 with a new last name. My opinion. So here are some of the topics. Are you a low-information voter? Do you support Ted Cruz? Do you think Ted Cruz should disavow Neil Bush's support? Do you agree or disagree with Trump that there is a lot of hatred towards non-Muslims by Muslims? And here's really an original question. I believe Trump himself is a victim of racism. And do you think Trump is being treated unfairly by the media? The answer is, of course, sure. But if you call the program and get on, I want you to give me an example of who is the worst. Who is the most unfair to Donald Trump? There's an awful lot of other news that I have to get into on the show today. It's like one story after another. This is one of these boom days. There are gold nuggets everywhere. Let's see. American murdered in Israel was a West Point grad who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. This can rip your heart out. Here's a heroic young American goes to visit Israel with his college. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan, came out without a scratch, and a Palestinian runs up behind him, and like the coward that the Palestinian is, he stabbed this poor guy in the neck and killed him, along with anyone else he could stick a knife into. Allah Akbar, huh? Now, what is motivating this hatred around the world? You can't say it's all based on Israel, can you? That's a convenient excuse of the Bernie Sanders voters. The low-information Bernie Sanders voters say that Islam was a peaceful religion until Israel came along. That shows their stupidity. I would say their ignorance, but I don't mean ignorance. I mean actual stupidity. Because long before Israel existed, Islam had been at war with the entire world. I wrote about it in my last three books. Islam has been at war with the world for 1,200 years. All you got to do is study history to understand this. When has there been a lull in a war against everyone else? Tell me when there was a lull. There was only a lull when they were defeated after their last attempt to conquer people. That's all. Now they're acting up all around the world because they have a friend in high places whose middle name is Hussein. Okay, my friends, what do you want to talk about? There's an awful lot and there's a lot more to go on the Savage Nation. I want to get to this guy George Jorge of Univision last night. I would have given him a run for his money, that creep. Mr. Longface. He's pressing Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders last night on who's going to do more for the illegal alien. And they were tripping over themselves to say, I'll do more. No, I'll give everyone everything. And he says, well, who's going to guarantee me that you won't be the deporter in chief? That's all. You answer me, said yes or no. They've all become prosecutors, all of these frauds in the media. Every one of them is a prosecutor now. With simple answer to Jorge of Univision. Hey, Jorge, how many immigrants has your country, Mexico, taken in last year, Jorge? You answer the question, you phony, you. I'm not on trial. You are, you faker. I would have turned him on his head. That's why I'm not running for office. Because I don't really suffer fools gladly. I wouldn't have answered one question Jorge of Univision threw at me. I would have said, wait a minute. You're shooting your mouth off. What immigrants came into Mexico last year? Tell me how many Guatemalans you admitted as citizens. Zero. How many from El Salvador? Zero. How many from Honduras? Zero. How many from Nicaragua? Zero. Mexico doesn't admit immigrants, but Jorge of Univision makes it sound like we're the racist nation. Do you understand what I am saying to you, my friends of the Savage Nation? They're finally being shown for who they are, the phonies. And they have two people catering to them now, Hillary and Bernie, tripping over themselves, begging them to be accepted by the Latino community. Where is the Latino community? Where does it exist? You think that they all vote in a block? What, do they all have a secret handshake? They don't have a secret handshake. And I said on this show, and I'll say it again, I will say it again, and I've been proven right after Nevada, and I'll be proven right again, that Trump has done well with Hispanics and will do very well with Hispanics, and I gave you the reasons why. They don't vote as a block. They're not a bunch of idiots who have a secret signal with each other of who to vote for. They're not automatic Democrat voters. They like Trump. I'll give you the reasons why another time. I've given it to you before. 855-407-282. 855-407-SAVAGE. 855, I don't know the number. 855-400-SAVAGE. Boy, this is some day. The news is overwhelming. My heart is almost pounding. I almost feel a pulse in my temples again. No, I'm joking. Here's a little story for those of you who love illegal immigrants and can't wait to adopt one into your hometown. Kansas City mass murderer is Mexican illegal immigrant who was previously deported. Why don't you liberals in the Upper West Side of Manhattan invite a few illegal aliens into your house? You know, guess who's coming to dinner? When have you last had an illegal alien to dinner in your West 86th Street apartment? The land of the left-wing fanatic. The land of the left-wing fanatic in the West 80s. I know the area very well. Panic and Needle Park. 855-407-282. WDRC in Connecticut. Veronica, go ahead. What's on your mind? Make it quick.
Well, apparently I'm such a low-information voter, according to the devil in sheep's clothing, that I have never, ever bought Ted's Hypocrisy. Look, anybody can stand up and hold a Bible. That doesn't mean diddly. And the Bible even will say to you, someone who does that, it's by your actions.
You mean Ted Cruz waving the Bible around? All you needed was some snakes and some strychnine like Jimmy Carter when he went into the South.
Exactly, but you know what he gives? Anyone who does know the Bible knows you tithe 10%. That's coming right out of the Bible. But Mr. Cruz seems to only give 1%, maybe? I mean,
I don't know what he gives, and I could care less what he gives. I know his ties to the Bush family are so deep that he is a Bush. That's all that matters. It came out today, his deep ties, his wife's deep ties, they're part of the Bush clan. They're part of the Bush establishment. I was not a supporter of Bush, but many in talk radio were. That's why they support Cruz, because he's no different than Bush.
You're absolutely right, and thank God.
I wasn't invited to the Bush White House. They were. I wasn't invited to tea with George Bush. They were. I've been an independent from the beginning. They weren't. And Cruz, something about Cruz threw me off from the beginning. I didn't like his look. I thought he was a sneak. Man to man, I looked at him. Mano a mano, he was a sneak. There's a sneakiness about him. He looked like a Dracula figure to me. Always a shadiness about him. Now, all of a sudden, it comes out he's deeply tied to the entire Bush clan. So people say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, the answer is, if you like the Bush establishment, then go vote for Cruz. If you want a Bush 4, go ahead, vote for him. Or whatever it is, Bush 4 or 5. I don't like reruns, you know? It's like Runaway Train 1, Runaway Train 2 was enough for me. I don't need Runaway Train 3 with Ted Cruz. Thank you, Veronica. The time is short. The ideas are long. Time is short. The ideas are long. This is Thursday, and this is some campaign. And all of us low-information voters are like Donald Trump. Why don't we talk amongst ourselves? I think we can probably marshal at least 50 words amongst our idiotic selves, because we're not as smart as the Cruz supporters. And look who he said it to, no less. What show was he on, Cruz, that arrogant SOB? CBN News? What show was he on? You got to hear this thing. Here is Ted Cruz insulting everyone who supports Trump the same way the radical left has done from the beginning. You must hear clip number 5 on the Savage Nation.
Listen, Donald does well with voters who have relatively low information, who are not that engaged, and who are angry, and they see him as an angry voice. Mm-hmm. Where we are beating him is when voters get...
That's all. That's it. That's it. Thanks, Ted. Thanks for showing your true colors. And your true color is pinko. It's that simple. Your true color is pinko. It's not red, white, and blue. If we were to color the candidates with a coloring, see, all we can do, us low information voters, is work with Crayolas. And the Cruz voters work with oil paints. I understand that. But since we're all the low information crowd and we all have a box of Crayolas, the next time you see Ted Cruz's picture, would you get out a pink crayon, please, and color him pink? And when you see Trump, color him red, white, and blue. I don't know what color Marco would be, little Marco. I don't think you need a whole Crayola for him. So there it is. KSFO, Phil, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, my comment is regarding how lying Ted has earned his name. You know, he had only won 2 states. The next day he's out there saying, I'm the only one who's repeatedly beaten Donald Trump. Since when is too rapacious? Also, the other day, he makes the comment about Donald likes, you know, unintelligent people. He took that out of context. I think Cruz is in a graveyard spiral. He's going down. I'll vote for the orange-faced man.
Okay. Well, the article I am referring to, the one I opened up with today, it's a very important article. It is now headlined on the Drudge Report. It went up to the lead. And the original article by Roger Stone, who, to be fair to the discussion, works for, or let us say is associated with Donald Trump. There's no question about Stone is in his camp. But that's okay, because he could not make this stuff up. He couldn't say that Heidi Cruz and the other one worked for Bush. He couldn't say that they're basically part of the staff, you know, and give all of this detail if it was untrue. He couldn't have done it. So now the headline on Drudge is Stone, Cruz-Bush ties run deep. Stone says Cruz-Bush ties run deep. That's what I've been telling you about, that article. And then the top is Cruz is now putting you down, saying Trump voters have low information, that we're not engaged. He's wrong. If he's that wrong about us, those of us who support Trump, then what is he right about? You know, there used to be a statement, if you were a lawyer and you had someone on the stand and you caught them in a lie, you say, well, if they're lying now, you know, how do you know they weren't lying then when they're giving you the testimony, right? It's the same with Ted Cruz here. We caught him in a lie. He got caught nakedly, like a little boy caught stealing the candy. He cannot say that he didn't cut down the cherry tree. He got caught cutting down the cherry tree, and now he has to cop to it. He has to apologize to all of us who are extremely high information voters who are supporting Donald Trump for many reasons. Many of us have different reasons, and I've been pretty open about it. I haven't hidden my like of Donald Trump. I've never hidden it. But I did hedge on Ted Cruz until today. I'm finished with him. I won't vote for him. He's a snake. The man is a snake. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO. It's a mind-blowing day, I'm sorry to tell you, but Ted Cruz has really stepped on a landmine. He stepped on a claymore. He stepped on a claymore that went off under his feet, and there's no sweeping it under the rug. You can't take a thing like that back. You can't say that Donald Trump's voters have relatively low information and are not that engaged and expect people to forget it the next day. In fact, the only way to prove to Ted Cruz and his cronies and his mouthpieces that we are not low information and that we're not that engaged is to never forget what he said. If you forget it, then you're confirming that you are low information and you're not engaged. No, we're very high information. So he called you stupid, in other words. But the real mind-blowing story is the real Ted Cruz supported by Bushies. That's a huge story, and I direct you to the Daily Caller. It's on the top of the Drudge Report. I didn't know any of this about Cruz. I didn't know about the Council on Foreign Relations. I didn't know his wife worked for Condoleezza Rice. I didn't know that Heidi Cruz worked for the U.S. Trade Representative of Bush named Robert Zoellick, who did a terrible job for us. Terrible job with China. She was there. And I didn't know that she used her membership in the CFR and at GS, Goldman Sachs, to help do a terribly, terribly poor job as a trade representative. And we're talking about bailed out banks, bank bailouts. Oh, this is a huge story. God in heaven. Cruz borrowed $1 million from this bailed out bank. $1 million to finance a Senate race. He borrowed $1 million from Citicorp, and he's claiming he's anti-Wall Street. Who is the real Ted Cruz is the question. I don't think we have to ask who is the real Donald Trump. You got the steaks, you got the water, you got the vodka, you got the airline, you got the winery. You got whatever you want, and you know what he is. The guy is nakedly out there. You want a steak, you want a water, you want a vodka, that's who he is. Cruz, we don't know till today who he is. I mean, the proof may be in the pudding.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There are two firestorms going on right now. Ted Cruz has been unmasked, calling those of us who support Trump as low information voters. He's calling you stupid. That's number one. Number two, Donald Trump saying that Islam is a little worrisome in plain English, and we better really look at who we're bringing in. Right now, the front group for very suspicious organizations, CAIR, is holding a injured press conference in Washington, D.C., to complain about Islamophobia. Listen to this right now, live.
Are elites, and they may assume the highest office of the land. That's the danger to me as an American citizen of this nation. So Donald Trump has moved from proposing the unconstitutional ban on all Muslims from entering the United States to now attacking the Islamic faith and suggesting that there is an unbelievable hatred of us in Islam. If by us Trump means Islam dislikes people who endorse intolerance and bigotry, then he's correct. If by us Trump means Islam dislikes people who build walls and divide society, then he's correct.
Go back where you came from. Stop with this garbage. You hear already? He's the injured party while attacking Trump. Let him talk his way out of this. You got to understand what you're listening to. This is a continuation of the propaganda war against the West. This is a continuation of what your son and daughter have had to listen to on college campuses for the last 10 years. This is a front group for very dangerous, suspicious organizations holding a press conference right as you're listening on this show, attacking Donald Trump, saying he owes an apology to who? To who does he owe an apology? To the victims of 9/11? Does he owe an apology to those who are laying under the ground now from San Bernardino? Who should he apologize to? Let's listen again to these fools.
...of injustice and intolerance. In doing so, he has attacked the disabled...
Oh, yeah, you're a victim now. They're all victims.
Mexicans, Muslims, African-Americans, Asians, and women. While he
when did he attack women?
To all of those,
where'd that come from? See, this is another thing, a tactic of the left, is they wrap themselves with other people to make it sound broader than their little situation. Now it's Asians, it's African Americans, it's women. They're all Muslims all of a sudden. Go ahead, tune back into the liar. Go ahead.
To all of the American Muslims who have served honorably our nation's armed forces.
All right, fine, we love them. All right, let's go past that. We know about the five Muslims who served and won awards. Wonderful. We're not talking about them. He didn't say anything about American Muslims, and you know what, you slimy devil, you. He said we have to look at Muslims coming in from other countries. Take a look at what's going on in Europe. Is he stupid? They're overrunning Europe. There are countries in Europe that are bringing out their militaries to protect their borders because Muslims are sweeping them off the map. We're not stupid. We're not low-information voters. Okay, go back to him again. Let's see where he's up to now.
10% of American physicians who are Muslim. Every day they save lives.
Now every doctor is a Muslim. Okay, what else?
Trump should apologize to all of the Muslim world leaders.
Now, you ought to apologize to those of us who support Trump who do not want the country Islamicized. No, you ought to apologize to those of us who oppose Sharia law. You ought to say clearly that your group opposes Sharia law in this country. That's what you should do, you phony you.
Their ideological allies. Mr. Trump is apparently unaware that America's greatest strength is the fact that we are a melting pot. Millions of Americans...
Don't tell us what our strength is. Why don't you tell me what your home country is and what the strength is of your home country before you're granted a green card by your friend Hussein? They come over here, they become citizens, and right away it's not when in Rome do as the Romans do. You've never seen anything like this in your lifetime, have you? You've got wave after wave of immigrants coming and saying, I don't want to be an American. I want an American to be like us. We don't like their culture. Their culture stinks. They're vulgar. They're crude. They're ugly. They're fat. They're Christian. They stink. We are sick of it. Finally, we have someone who's carrying our flag. Go ahead. Keep attacking him and see what it gets you. Let's tune in now. This is a live press conference now from a front group for very suspicious organizations. CAIR has always been a suspicious organization. In fact, they were indicted as a co-conspirator with Hamas a long time ago. Now they're lecturing America that Trump owes what? Who an apology? Let's listen.
Being bullied in a survey conducted by CARE California, twice as high the national average.
No, you're bullying us.
We hope that
what you're doing is intimidating Americans. You're bullying us with this nonsense about being victims.
We will apologize to these groups. or if it is his intention to continue to trash American values and Constitution.
Oh, now he knows American value. Excuse me, sir, is an American value to put a woman in a burqa? Is it an American value to treat a woman worse than you treat an animal? Is that your American value, the way you treat women in your culture? Is that an American value? Don't tell me you glorify women, because you don't. In the Arab culture, in the Muslim culture, women are treated like dogs. They're treated worse than dogs. Everybody knows that, who knows the history. So please don't speak to us as though we don't know who you really are. You're lecturing us now about, we owe you an apology. He owes you an apology. You've got to stand up there, Sarah, once and for all. The day CARE stands up after an atrocity like San Bernardino, and says, we in the Islamic community disavow Islam's connection to this slaughter. I haven't seen them do that too often, have you? And that's why we are suspicious. And that's why Donald Trump has touched a raw nerve. And that's why Donald Trump is surging. And no matter how many press conferences these people may give, Trump's popularity will continue to grow, because of all people, the women in America have the most to lose from the Islamization of this nation. Of all people in this nation, other minorities have the most to lose from Sharia law. Make no mistake about it. These people know exactly what they are facing. So let's tune in for another minute. I can't take much more.
Organization is a national umbrella organization of several national
organizations. Oh, now we go with the umbrella.
Organizations, regional and local.
Oh, now give us a PR piece. Do you have a stake in a
vodka? U.S. Council of Muslim Organization is outraged.
You have anything to sell us? A stake?
Statement of Mr. Donald Trump.
A water?
Continues to offend not only American...
I've had enough of these university quacks. They're like a typical university quack. They've been used to intimidate college presidents, college students, the military. They give diversity training. They're the worst of all. I'm sick of them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We're tuning into the hysterical press conference by CAIR, the Council of American Islamic Indoctrination, to demand an apology from Donald Trump. They're going to blame Trump for the rise in, quote, anti-Muslim violence. There's been no word yet if CARE will mention that FBI statistics have shown there have been more acts of anti-Jewish violence. But we'll wait and see. Let's tune in for a minute, see how much more we can take of it.
Association across the United States. We demand not only that Trump issue an apology for his hateful rhetoric, but that he actually holds himself accountable and responsible as a presidential candidate for his actions, meaning that his policies, platforms, and decision-making...
It sounds like somebody on laughing gas.
Of our respect.
I don't have the TV on. What is this, a woman on laughing gas? Or what is she, in a dental office?
And we say all Americans, we... That
this is a lawyer? This came out of a law school? This got a degree? I'm sorry, she must specialize in civil rights actions. Sorry. It comes, I guess, with a bottle of nitrous oxide now. Let's hear again.
And we must all defend, and we all love our country, and stand up here and respect.
She's a lawyer with that?
Now, since Trump has entered the Republican nomination candidacy,
this is hilarious.
His candidacy has been built upon spreading and spewing hatred, bigotry, and faulty logic.
A fifth grade education, I can hear it.
After he advocated for the banning of
Muslims
in the United
States, back to the sixth.
And after he tried to equate that all Arab refugees are terrorists, not only did his supporters...
Boy.
Actually,
boy, are they hysterical. Boy, he must have touched the wrong nerve.
Other members
wrong nerve.
Of the minority communities, including Arabs and Muslims, but even went further than that.
Who is this person? Guys, could you send me who her name is?
Where
she comes from.
That we haven't seen since 9/11.
This can't be. This is not real.
Now,
this is not really
sure
a lawyer for CARE, is it?
And bigotry are held accountable and continue to no
you see, this
longer
is the kind of rhetoric they get away with on campuses where the presidents and the professors are afraid of them. They're terrified. They cower when these people come around. All they got to do is wear a veil or a burqa. They get on their hands and knees, and then they... They get on their hands and knees. They see them showing up, afraid of being called a bigot or a this or a that. Well, let me tell you something. We're not buying your act. I'll tell you who the real victims are. They're laying in graves in San Bernardino. And they were the victims of two Muslims who they treated more than fairly, who returned the favor by executing them with machine guns. Those are the real victims of bigotry, lady. And I don't have a law degree. All right, let's take a minute more of laughing gas. And laughing gas is finished. She had her 2 cents. Okay, so she put down the mic. This is how they do with the leftists. They do a round robin. Each one gets a microphone. Who's going to come up next? An ex-jailbird who suddenly found religion in jail? That's the next one. Who's the next one they're giving the mic to? I can't see this. All right, so they're all
most
twisted.
Merciful. Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. We really appreciate it. My name's Kristen Shremski. That's K-R-I-S-T-I-N. Shremski, S-Z-R-E-M-S-K-I.
Uh-huh. Oh, we know how to spell it. I'm sure your father's proud of you.
To Donald Trump. Initially. Mr. Trump.
Why do you sound like Rachel Maddow's sister?
That you had on TV.
All right, turn it. I don't want to listen to her. I don't like her name and I don't like her voice. I'm not listening. That's all. She had enough. She had 15 seconds of fame, and that's all she's getting. All right, WMAL Perry, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Make it quick, please.
There's a couple of things. One thing I don't understand, I've been in this book and in this way of life that really took me out of the depths of hell, actually, for over 20 years, and I'm saying...
Let's define what you're talking about. You're a member of the Nation of Islam. You've called the Savage Show before. What is your main point, please, Perry?
My main point is, yes, while I agree with Mr. Trump with vetting those who come in from Middle Eastern countries, but I don't agree. His statement was exactly, Islam hates us. That's number one. Number two, the burqa, what they wear, that's Middle Eastern culture. Quranically, it just asks the woman to dress modestly.
Excuse me, sir, you're wrong about that. You're 100% wrong about that. As a matter of fact, the burqa is not part of Islamic law. This was a later addendum to Islam, number one. Number two, if what you are saying is true, then why is it that the most populous Muslim country on the planet, called Egypt, is now passing a law to ban the burqa and veils in public places? Why would they be doing that?
Let me finish. You would have heard me, then you wouldn't even pose.
No. Let me finish. Answer me. You're telling me that it's so sacred, then why would a Muslim nation, the most populous Muslim nation on earth called Egypt, be passing a law to ban the burqa and the veil in public places? Why?
The burqa is cultural. I said the Quran just asked that the woman's head be covered, the hair, not the face, just the eyes.
But you're not answering my question. Why is it that Egypt, the most populous Muslim nation on earth, does not want women wearing the burqa and the veil in public? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that is to quell the potential for radical elements to be in their populace.
Hold on. So, all right. So far we agree on one thing. When I see a woman marching around in my neighborhood with a full body covering, with only the slit of her eyes showing, she's sending me a message, isn't she?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. But that's not...
What is the message of a woman wearing a full body covering in this day and age? Why is she forced to wear an outfit that covers her entire body except the slits of her eyes in 100-degree heat? What is that about? That's an example of treating a woman with dignity and respect?
A twisted interpretation from Middle Eastern culture of Islam. Prophet Muhammad said after 3 generations they would not be of him.
Wait. You're not saying I'm twisting it. You're saying... The ones who wear that is a twisted interpretation.
Right.
Oh, well, wow. You're a guy I get along with. We've talked before. So let me ask you something. You're a married man. If Islam saved you, and it probably has, because you probably gave up drugs, you probably gave up tobacco, alcohol, am I correct?
All of it.
All right. And you gave up a life that was on the wrong path. You became a straight and narrow guy. Are you married, I assume?
Sir.
You have children? How many children do you have?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
God bless you. So, does your wife wear a full body covering?
No, she wears a scarf that covers her hair, and she dresses modestly where her garment is not her dress. She dresses Western, but it's not form-fitting, and it comes down to her ankles. She's
all right,
very beautiful.
I accept that. I wish more women looked like that in my country. You think I want to see every pimple on a woman? I don't really want to walk on an airline and be exposed to that myself. But that's irrelevant. They have a right to do what they want. It's a free country. Okay, so you're a devout member of the Nation of Islam, and your main point is that the religion has been distorted. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes, it's like, 'cause you know what? It's like my view of the human family is so much clearer and broader and loving since coming in than it ever
has. Then why does your leader, Louis Farrakhan, say such hateful things about Jewish people?
Well, actually, he doesn't say hateful things about
Jewish people. Oh, yes, he does. He has called Jews the worst things on the planet, snakes. He said terrible things. So he can't be that tolerant.
Bothered with a man that hates people because of who they are. That's number one.
No, I'm sorry. It sounds to me like you're a better adherent of the practice of the true Islam than he is.
And number two...
No, number one, you sound like a more accurate practitioner of the Islamic faith than Louis Farrakhan is.
Well, who do you think I learned from?
It doesn't matter who you learn from. He espouses hatred day and night. Every time he talks, he spills hatred.
You know what? He doesn't say anything that you can say that he's lying about.
Oh, so Jews are devils? Because that's in the Quran, you know.
It might not sound sweet.
Let me ask you something. So you believe every word in the Quran yourself?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You do? So you're giving me a cover story then?
Huh?
So you're giving me a cover story. Sutra 3, 181, Jews are bound for hell. So you believe that?
I don't know where you read that at.
Sutra 5, 17, Christians are the believers. The believers in the divinity of Christ are unbelievers. Sutra 5, 17. My friends, you are talking to a scholar. You are not talking to an uneducated voter who votes for Donald Trump. But I appreciate your intent, your attention to such detail on the savage nation. Be here or be nowhere.
I'm so fortunate enough to be the Democratic nominee. There will be a lot of time to talk about him. I was the first one to call him out. I called him out when he was calling Mexicans rapists, when he was engaging in rhetoric that I found deeply offensive. I said, basta. And I am pleased that...
So there's Hillary Clinton, the demagogue, pandering to Jorge the Monster on Univision. Saying she'll do more for Hispanics than Bernie would do. Then last night, Bernie up to the antes, he'll do more than she will. Then next one will do more. Everyone was bending over to Jorge of Univision. I know who he is. Mr. Longface. Every minute, what would you do for Hispanics? How much will you do for Hispanics? Can you do more for Hispanics? The Hispanics. Every minute they were pandering. They were stepping on each other. You know, I was so offended by it that I knew I would have the answers if he said to me a thing like that. Because he was nasty, this Jorge. He said, yes or no, answer the question, will you become the deporter-in-chief or not? I would have said, hey, before you get on your high horse, Jorge, whatever your name is, how many immigrants has your home country of Mexico taken in as citizens last year? The answer is next to zero. And then I would have followed up and said, how many Guatemalans are allowed to become Mexican citizens? The answer is next to zero. I love when they attack America for being mean. We take in more immigrants in this country than all countries in the world put together, legal now. And now you have Obama, who has destroyed our borders, decimated our language, stepped on our culture, and gets away with it. It gets me sick. This self-congratulatory, narcissistic, anti-constitutional criminal in the White House. He's a virtual criminal. And getting up there smiling with the other communist now from Canada, the ballet dancer. How did this one become the prime minister, Trudeau's son? Before this, he was a ballerina. Now, all of a sudden, he's a prime minister. No wonder they get along so well. They're both light in the cerebrum. Okay, let's move on. Jim, WABC, what's on your mind? What's the topic?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
My topic is history. I know who wrote the Quran originally. It was a man by the name of Ibrahim Ben Salim. He was a Yemenite. His real name was Abraham Ben Shlomo. He was a rabbi. And he was going to...
All right, Jim, please stop this. Come on, stop with the nonsense. Why don't you just call the Howard Stern Show and blow balloons up on the air? What are you talking about?
No, it's true. It's fact. Go look.
All right. Wait, look it up where? In the New York subway? Come on. What is your main point?
Look it up in the Talmud.
All right, so what is your point? Let's say Chaim Yankel wrote it, so then what?
Of every sentence.
No, let's say Chaim Yankel, the rabbi, wrote it, and then what?
Okay, he states the word alam in the beginning of every statement. No Muslim knows what the meaning of alam means. Aleph, lamed, mem. I've asked them. None of them can come up with what the meaning of it is, because they don't know what it means.
So you know, though, so what is the meaning?
in Hebrew, it's Enlo Mamash. It's Talmudic. It comes from the Talmud. If you open up the Talmud in the first page, you'll see Alam written there.
That's very good. But what excuse me, sir. You just made a fatal error in your discussion. The Quran predates the Talmud.
When you made, it is in the Talmud.
I just said to you, you just made a fatal error in your discussion. The Quran predates the Talmud.
No, the Talmud predates the Quran. Quran is only 1,300 years old.
When was the Talmud written?
The Talmud was written over 2,000 years ago.
Are you sure you're not talking about the Torah?
I'm talking about the Torah.
But the Torah is not the Talmud. So again, you made a fatal number two.
Okay.
You're not the Jewish scholar you pretend to be.
Alam means...
All right. You tried, but you lost because you're talking to a man who runs a show for thinking people, which means I know an awful lot more than you may think. I may sound like a longshoreman, which I'm proud to say I sound like, but I'm a highly educated, highly well-read scholar of many things. And what you just said was completely false, because the Torah, which is the book, the Bible, the Old Testament, dates back 5,000 years, while the Torah was derived many centuries later, after the Torah, and it was written by men. It's not even alleged to be the words of God. So how can you say that what's in the this and that came from the Talmud? So you see, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and it's wonderful that we have the conversation that we're having. Guys, is Laughing Gas still speaking, or she went back for another dose of the gas? Who's up there now? Which one is speaking now at the CARE complaining organization? Go ahead. Let's see the next one.
Working together by not offending the very fabric of America itself.
But now don't you love how they're all experts on the fabric of America? They come here and try to tatter the fabric of America. Now they're telling us what the fabric of America is. What PR agency did they use to write this stuff? And all right, let me have another second.
Efforts and sacrifice of many, many generations just to secure his nomination by insecuring America.
What is he talking about? His mic died on him?
An exact statement, what we would like...
All right, this is a belly-aching group. Around Robin now that Trump should apologize, Trump should this, Trump should that. Let me tell you something. All you're doing is building Trump's following, because most Americans like Trump more than they like you. It's that simple. Now let's move on. And the bigger topic, frankly, is the Cruz. It's a mind blower. It's unbelievable what happened today. Cruz goes on the Christian Broadcasting Network yesterday, and he says that Donald Trump voters are stupid. Just dumb idiots. Listen to clip number 5. This is your boy, Ted.
Listen, Donald does well with voters who have relatively low information, who are not that engaged, and who are angry, and they see him as an angry voice.
End the story. Finish. Finito. Next case. That's the next little Marco. How could anyone support this man? Coupled with that is what came out today of the deep ties between Ted Cruz and the Bush family. It's astounding how many people have been hoodwinked by him waving a Bible and the U.S. Constitution around. How you talk about low-information voters. All a person has to do, apparently, is hold up the Constitution and a Bible, and people fall on their feet in front of them. Well, there it is, my friends. Cruz thinks you're dumb. The Muslims think that Trump should apologize. And I think it's time to play a little more sound on the Savage Nation. I'm having some songs running in my head. Guys, I need some music as I'm scanning the sound bites on the program. Oh, wait. No. Before we move on, clip number 4 is Ted Cruz on the same show against smearing Trump, saying that he's done well in the dumb states. Listen to clip 4.
Donald has done well in the southeastern states. He has had a good base of support. We've done well as well. We've been typically second in each of those states. We've racked up delegates. Now, Donald has a harder problem in the West. It's interesting. I mean, his location, he does well in the Southeast. He does well with a certain demographic of voter.
You hear the implication of this elite snob? Now, suddenly, everyone in the Southeast is a moron. Every educated Southerner is now suddenly an idiot to Ted Cruz. And all of a sudden, everyone in the West is a genius. West of the Rockies, everyone is a Harvard professor, according to Ted Cruz. I you're talking about stupidity. This is wonderful. I'm starting to believe a long campaign is a good campaign. I only wish that Obama had to go through such a long vetting by the American people. I only wish that Mittens Romney had not thrown the election. I wish Mittens Romney hadn't taken such a fall after the first debate. You know, I got to go back. I'm sorry. You got to remember. I saw all three debates between Mittens and Hussein. In the first one, he wiped the floor with Hussein. Hussein was stunned, unprepared. He looked like he had walked in to an arena that he was not capable of dealing with what was going to happen. He was killed by Romney, killed by Mittens. Mittens wiped the floor with him. And I'm as sure as I'm standing here, and I don't know if it's true, but my intuition tells me, the very same establishment that is giving us Ted Cruz as an option, or God forbid, Romney himself, took Romney in a back room and they told him in no uncertain terms he had to lose the next two debates because they had handpicked Obama. They did not want, they wanted Obama to win. And you say, well, why would they want to win? And I explained this to you at the time. Remember, they had had so long in control of the White House. The way the game is played by the establishment is it's usually 8 years Dems, 8 years Repubs. 8 years Dem, 8 years Repubs. And we the people think that that shows that there's a democracy. It's been a hypocrisy from the beginning. Well, I don't mean from the beginning of the country. I mean for a long period of time that I could remember. I can't even tell you when I've seen a real candidate run in this country. But it's been a game now of two-card Monty, 8 Dem, 8 Repub, 8 Dem. So the long and short of it is that they had their years. They had the Romney, the Bush years. They needed a Democrat in the White House in the worst way to take the heat for what was coming. After Bush got through raping the economy in the last 3 months of his regime, he raped it so his benefactors could cash in and steal trillions of dollars out of the economy. That's after raping us through the wars. I'm taking my gloves off because I said the same thing during the wars. Who was talking about the military-industrial complex on the air over and over again? And who told you about the contracting scams in the military? Who told you about it more than anybody? Me. So after they got through raping the Treasury, they knew there would be heck to pay, and they needed a Democrat in the White House to take the heat. They didn't care who it was. So they gave us Obama. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? The last thing they wanted was after they ripped off the country with the housing bubble, ripped us off with the mortgage crisis, the last thing they wanted was a Republican president. They wanted a Democrat like Obama in there so they could throw the blame at him. And meanwhile, they're all making plenty of money anyway. There was still, you know, so to speak, everybody was doing very well, both sides of the aisle. So now let's bring it up to today, since I know all about yesterday. Here's today. Here's the today story. You know the today story already. Ted Cruz is an establishment candidate. Ted Cruz is tied to the hip at the Bush dynasty. Ted Cruz came up with an interesting act by waving the Bible and the Constitution around, and he attracted low-information voters to thinking he was the real McCoy. And as a result, they started to attack Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, as I will tell you from the straight up, is a flawed candidate. He's an imperfect man. We know all of his flaws, but he's not owned. I heard this over and over again by people who are of means. The reason they like Trump is that he's not beholden to special interests. That's what I keep over and over again. I hear the same thing. They like Trump because he's not beholden to special interests. And they have a feeling that if he wins, and I hope he does, everything will get shaken up. A good portion of the government will be fired. There'll be new leadership in every sphere of government. We'll have new people in every department. And people want that. And they're starting to see that Ted Cruz is a phony and a liar. They see that if Ted Cruz is elected, we're just going to get the Republican establishment all over again. That's what I think. It's that simple. I mean, that's one man's opinion. Of course, you'll make up your own mind. 855-407-282. Zach on WJCW Radio in Tennessee. Please make your point rapidly.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling, and thanks for taking my call. I'm a Muslim. I used to be Muslim. I've been here for 38 years. I'm from Egypt. I'm American-Egyptian, not Egyptian-American. And I agree with Mr. Trump and everything he said about Muslims. If you ask any Muslim, what is the ultimate goal for the religion? The ultimate goal is to make everybody on earth is a Muslim. End of the case. Thank you, sir.
There you go. Bingo. And I didn't prompt that caller. Top Danish imam admits agenda for Muslims is to conquer Europe. Undercover footage broadcast by a Danish TV station shows Mohammed Fouad al-Barazai, the head imam of the Mosque of the Islamic Union in Denmark, admitting that the goal of the migrant influx is for Muslims to conquer Europe. And if you think it's limited to Denmark, you are mistaken, my friend. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2640.
On behalf of American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, which is the largest national grassroots association across the United States, we demand not only that Trump issue an apology for his hateful rhetoric, but that he actually holds himself accountable and responsible as a presidential candidate for his actions, meaning that his policies...
All right, shut up. Okay, you heard that already. Now, this is something you have to hear. This came out just minutes ago from Richard Johnson of the New York Post. Why the Jewish community is defending Donald Trump. Many of you don't know this. Many of you haters who are comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler, especially you Woody Allen, Larry David types, when you're not comparing him to Mussolini, don't seem to remember that Donald Trump is the only presidential candidate with Orthodox Jewish grandchildren. Did you know that, all you haters? Ivanka Trump, who is pregnant, converted to Judaism before she married Jared Kushner. Did you know that? Unlike Chelsea Clinton, who married a Jewish guy, Mark Mazvinsky, Chelsea did not convert, so her children are not Jewish. But Ivanka Trump's kids, Arabella 4, Joseph 2, are Jewish, while Chelsea's daughter, Charlotte, is believed to be Methodist like her mother. I met many Methodists. I like them very much, but that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is that the liars and the haters out there who are comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler seem either not to know or conveniently forget that Trump is the only presidential candidate with Orthodox Jewish grandchildren. I don't think you know that. And it's a very important point and something you shouldn't forget. He is perhaps the most, I don't know how to put it, the most tolerant of all the candidates. I've known this for a very long time. I also knew that he didn't drink. I thought that was a big story. That's a tremendous plus to me. I mean, I respect a guy who doesn't drink. It shows great willpower in our society, especially a man who makes vodka or puts a label on it. Maybe he doesn't even drink water, even though he sells it. He may not even fly on Trump Airlines, even though he owns it. He may not eat Trump steaks, but I'm joking. Come on. But the point is, he doesn't drink. He has Jewish people in his family, including his grandchildren. How could you call this man a bigot unless you yourself were a liar? Maybe you ought to be looking to what laughing gas is on, because you're on the same substance. All right. Now, tonight, my friends, is another debate, if you can believe it. I try not to watch them, then I tune in. Again tonight, a Republican right here in Miami, right near me. I was invited to come down, but I'm not going. I'm going to go to a restaurant and forget it for a few hours. I'll probably have too much to drink rather than too little. But tonight, he ought to call Ted Cruz out, calling the vote people who support him as stupid. That's the first thing I'd recommend to Donald Trump. Say, hey, Ted, you called people who support me stupid. Do you take it back? That's what he ought to do. That's what, right off the bat.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Objectively, it's fair to say that the Republican political elites and many of the information outlets, social media, news outlets, talk radio, television stations have been feeding the Republican base for the last 7 years, a notion that everything I do is to be opposed, that cooperation or compromise somehow is a betrayal.
Oh, you and Michelle are so victimized. It's so sad that Barack Obama has been subjected to such victimization by evil America. All those trips, all those vacations, all that golf, all of those attempts at pure fascism, all of those attempts to quell free speech, they're all a product of racism, as you well know. Now, he meets on the, gives a speech today with the ballet dancer from Canada, Mr. Ballerina. But that's not the big story. Welcome to Hour 3. Big story is Ted Cruz. Big story is Ted Cruz, in a CBN interview, damaged his career, perhaps fatally, for the presidency. He says the Trump backers are dumb, plain English, or have relatively low information. That means stupid, and that we're not engaged. How anyone can listen to this and not be offended is pretty amazing to me. I would say that anyone who studies Ted Cruz's connections to the Bush family, which came out today in great detail, will be shocked to find out that he's really just Bush 3. We had Mr. Bush number 1, then we had Bush number 2, and he's Bush 3 with a new name. The entire establishment has picked Ted Cruz to continue the Bush dynasty, is what we see today. Damien on WMAL, what do you think about this? Cruz calling Trump backers stupid.
Dr. Savage, I'm a 23-year-old college student, and let me tell you, I am never going to vote for Ted Cruz after what he said. Not that I would anyway. I love Donald Trump. And my point that I wanted to make to you is I truly believe that the Republican Party would rather choose Cruz, who I don't think has a chance in hell to be Hillary, and take the loss rather than get behind Trump.
That's exactly what I've been saying. They're doing a redo of Romney. They chose Obama over Romney because they maintain their power structure when the status quo is in power. And they lose their power base if they lose the status quo, which is what Trump represents.
And something I found interesting, I listened to one of your playbacks, this was months ago when I was flying back from Florida, and you had mentioned on that program, before Trump even announced his candidacy, and you had a really great show where you were talking about how we really needed a strong nationalist leader who was going to stand up for American principles. And I loved it. And then literally like 3 months later, Trump comes out and announces his campaign. How the Republicans aren't loving this guy and throwing all their support behind him is beyond me.
No, it's not beyond you. They're not nationalists. They're internationalists. That's number one. And they're all corrupt, number two. And they don't own him, and they don't know what he's liable to do with them when he becomes president. That's the whole answer. It's all dollars and cents. They could care less if America disappeared. They don't care if the Titanic sinks as long as they're dancing on the rear deck as it goes down and drinking the champagne and swilling the caviar along with Ted Cruz, who is the new violinist for the RNC. Thank you for the call, my friend. It's listeners like you that support Savage Public Radio. All right, so we can go back to that. I haven't played this yet. I say that Trump is a victim of racism, and I think he's being treated more unfairly by the media than anyone out there for obvious reasons. The media and the RNC, the media and the DNC are one and the same, the government media complex, right? So now we have Ted Cruz taking the same side as the RNC and the media. But I did a piece a while ago that's a minute long where I say that Donald Trump is actually the victim of racism, and I'd like to play clip one right now on the program. It is the Savage Nation. We're fighting for our survival, of course. Donald Trump represents the standard bearer of America's future if we win. And I want you to think about who hates him and why they hate him. Just think about this carefully. The deviants, the perverts, the intellectual haters of America, the losers who are jealous of anybody who has succeeded. And I must say there's a high degree of racism against Donald Trump. Yes, you heard me. A tremendous degree of racism is being directed at Donald Trump. And he is expressing certainly no racial issues, none whatsoever. He's expressing nationalist issues, not racist issues. But the perverted deviant left is so twisted in their thinking that anyone who stands up for our borders, our language, and our culture is to these sickos a racist. It's plug and play for them, what they've done to your children and now doing to the American psyche. Over the weekend, they hate Trump so much. I've never seen such hatred in my life for any candidate in my lifetime. Never. They have more hatred for him than they do for Al-Qaeda. They have more hatred for Donald Trump than they do for people who rape, kill, and murder. They have more hatred for Donald Trump than they do for a mass murderer on death row. Why? Because liberalism is a mental disorder. By and large, people in the newspaper business are not very smart. They went into journalism because they couldn't do anything else. They were the C and D students who blew a lot of dope. They didn't know what they wanted to do with their life, so they settled on a career in journalism. Then they found out they can tie a knot, they can do a Windsor knot, and the next thing you know, they're on television. Presto, and you have Jake Tapper. That's it, in a nutshell. I don't take back a word of what I just said. That's it. It's a B or D, a C or D student who could do a Windsor knot, and his mother thinks he's beautiful on television. You know, but the biggest attacks on Donald don't come from the media. They're coming from the Republican Party itself, as witnessed by Ted Cruz and Little Marco. So, you know, whether this will damage Cruz fatally is another question, but to call all of Trump's supporters stupid. The first thing Donald Trump should do tonight during the debate is say, hey, Ted, are you going to stand here right now and apologize to all my supporters and say that you didn't mean they were stupid? Or do you actually do mean that they're stupid? That's how I'd start and put him on the defensive because he deserves it. I think so, by the way. Well, let's move on. There are many other things I haven't gotten to, and my God, what a day this is. What a day, what a day, what a day. KSFO, San Francisco, ding, ding. What's on your mind, Anthony? Anthony, did I hit the wrong button? I must have hit the wrong button. My eyes are... We got Anthony? Go ahead. Anthony, go ahead. I hit the wrong button. My eyes are blurry.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. May I thank you for your commitment to humanity.
All right. Could you ask your dog to be as respectful of me as you are?
Yes, we're trying to.
Do you think he's Teddy? He's not Teddy. Only Teddy has the privilege to bark during my show. Okay, but what's on your mind?
Well, you saved one of my kids from medication a long time ago. We had five children, and your books are wonderful, and ADD went under control of troubled diet.
Oh, you mean you read the book on feeding children naturally or healing children naturally?
Hey, our youngest boy, he's a corporal in the military right now and no medication. And
Wow. They didn't put him, the quacks didn't get to put him on drugs, huh?
Oh, no, my wife, no, not at all.
The quacks didn't get to ruin your son's brain with drugs. That's a miracle. Anthony, tell me what else you called about.
Dr. Savage, they're attacking Donald Trump right from their own side because exactly as you just said, you got to it. He is going to turn them upside down. The accountability is going to be limitless. He is going to go in there with a fine-tooth comb. And once the final numbers are tallied, you're right, there's going to be a mass exodus of deceitful people who are in jobs who...
Absolutely. They're going to leave government. Even if he wins the presidency before he takes office, you're going to have people resigning in droves. They're going to say they're doing it on principle. They won't work for a fascist. They're doing it because they're going to get out before they go to jail. That's number one. Number two, if Trump wins, before January 17 comes around, you will have a mass exodus south of the going south because they don't want to be found out and thrown out from what they've ripped this country off with welfare, food stamps, cheese stamps, legal stamps, car stamps, phone stamps. We are going broke. When Obama the criminal became president, we had a $1 trillion debt. Do you know what he's done to us, Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Victim? And this is going to be straightened out. I only hope, and I'm not going to go there right now, that those who have done this to this country on a fiscal level are found out and prosecuted to the full extent of the law, Anthony. Anthony, you're calling me from San Francisco. Pretty heavy rain out there right now, huh? Anthony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Savage.
I hope the dog... Oh, yeah. It's pretty heavy rain out there right now. I thought the dog maybe got your leg.
Nah, she didn't. She's a sweetheart. Dr. Savage...
Anthony, let me ask you something. I like to check my hearing every once in a while. What's your original city? You're not a native San Franciscan, are you?
No, Dr. Savage. I originally was born and raised in Rhode Island and did a lot of work back and forth through New York and New Jersey, and now I reside in South Carolina.
And you... Oh, you're listening to me on the internet?
Yes, I stream you every day, yes.
So when I hear Rhode Island, I hear pizza.
Pizza, bakeries, fish.
Yeah, Federal Hill, right? Am I right about Federal Hill?
That's where I was born and raised, Dr.
See that? Mike knows these things. Providence, the best, Federal Hill, the best Italian food in the state. Anthony, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you telling me this about your son. You don't know what it does to me and for me to hear that my books, you know, are helping people in real life. They're not just reading the books, but those who read it actually who have the ability to not listen to the quacks who want to give their kids drugs and put them on this restrictive diet, work with their children, keep them off the sugars, keep them off the artificial flavors, show them the diets that I have in the book, can raise children drug-free. It's not good for the quacks and the pharmaceutical drug pushers, but thank you, Anthony. That's so beautiful. We're so short of time. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
Reform is a very hot debate. It's the Biden.
The millionaires and the billionaires.
But I would hope very much reason. That as we have that
millionaires
debate,
and the billionaires have to
we
be
do not, as Donald Trump and others have done, resort to racism and xenophobia and bigotry.
Yay! Again, appeasing
this
the Hispanics.
Idea of suddenly one day.
Shut up. Go back to your soapbox in the gutters in New York. This guy has made his entire career. He's built his whole career, Bernie Sanders. I know the type. I ran from New York to get away from the Bernie Sanders of New York. They were everywhere. The foul tuna breath. The type, if they were in your family, there was always one communist guy like that in the family, Bernie Sanders. They were usually very unsuccessful and never got anywhere in life. Their wives either left them or they never got married because they couldn't find a woman. They usually had children out of wedlock. And they always talked about communism and socialism, how unfair society was, because they were jealous of everyone who had a nicer suit, nicer shoes, and a nicer girlfriend. And worse than that, the Bernie Sanders type would grab you by the lapel, pull you close to them, and you'd get a halitosis out of them where you'd need medical treatment after they were through. And they'd spritz you, they'd hold your lapel while talking. You had to push them away. Now, all of a sudden, he's a presidential candidate. So what's he doing now? He's appeasing every mob in the country. One day after another, he's attacking cops, appeasing criminals. Now he's appeasing the illegal aliens and attacking the citizens who want the borders tightened up. Every day it's one thing after another. This is Bernie Sanders. Now, of course, he's not a serious candidate. I will repeat what I think is the fact here, my opinion. He wouldn't have existed one second were it not for the DNC designing him. He is a designer candidate who was designed specifically to make Hillary Clinton look more centrist, which she is far from. She is not centrist at all. She is a radical leftist and a corrupt one at that. He is a radical leftist and not corrupt, which is why he's popular at all. His popularity is because he's such a radical leftist and not corrupt that he appeals to so many millions of people who don't understand where this leads. I don't blame them. They just don't understand where it leads. They have no idea that things cost money. They think that everything that anyone builds in their life is stolen. And they think that everything should be free. So this is the problem with the Bernie Sanders. He's working hand in glove with the Hillary campaign. We are coming upon almost the 30-minute mark at hour three. I don't know where the time has gone. I better go to another caller. WABC Chet on line six, but this time I'm putting my glasses on. Chet, welcome to the program from New York City. What's on your mind?
Michael, your last book was genius. I just want you to know that I was a Ted Cruz supporter, but the more I've listened to you, the more I have swayed to Donald J. Trump, and I am on the Trump train right now because Ted Cruz has ran a dirty campaign. When he went out and said that Ben Carson had left the election, I said that's strike one. When he went out and he said that Rubio wasn't a Christian, that was strike two. What you were telling me about today is strike three.
Now, wait, hold it. What was I, well, you're referring to the Roger Stone revelations today of his connections to the George Bush family?
Absolutely. And, Michael, you're correct with Donald J. Trump. I've always said, as a Cruz supporter, if I jump ship, I'm going to jump ship to Donald J. Trump. Now, this is a thing nobody talks about with Ted Cruz supporters. When Ted Cruz drops out, Michael, they're all going to go to Donald.
Well, I'm not so sure. I have a fear that the Republican National Committee would rather they go to Hillary. I don't think people understand this. The Republican National Committee would do better financially with Hillary as president than they would with Trump as president. Just add it up. It would be business as usual for them. Think about what I'm saying. All of their connections remain the same. All their lobbyists remain the same. All of the grift and stuff that flows up to them would remain the same if Hillary was president. While with Trump, they'd be out of business. Now, what we are talking about, Chet, is the story that came out today about Cruz's connection to the Bush family. I didn't know that Ted was George's brain when he ran for president. I didn't know that Ted Cruz was a top policy advisor. I didn't know that Ted Cruz dreamed of being a solicitor general in the Bush administration and that he only settled for a job at the Federal Trade Commission. I didn't know that his wife, Heidi, was an advisor on economic policy that worked with Condoleezza Rice. I didn't know that she gave us the phony war in Iraq with Condoleezza Rice. I didn't know that Heidi worked for the Bush U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick, who sold us out to the Chinese and others. There are so many connections to Bush that you have to ask yourself, is the Bible real? Chet, thank you for the call. I'll be back in a minute.
Listen, Donald does well with voters who have relatively low information, who are not that engaged, and who are angry, and they see him as an angry voice. Mm-hmm. Where we are beating
story.
Him.
Finito. Over. Over. I mean, the guy is an elitist, classic elitist, looking down on anyone who supports Trump. We're all dummies. And I think that many people are going to judge for themselves that he is a man himself who is an elitist, part of the establishment, deeply tied, as they learned today, to the Bush family, the Bush administration. The wife, God bless her, Heidi Cruz, worked with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She has a job at Goldman Sachs. Nothing wrong with that, but he can't play anti-establishment with me. And the fact is that Ted is a deep cover Bush family man, deep ties to the federal financial and political world, and he's not an outsider like he pretends to be. Trump is the outsider. So for him to call us, those of us who support Trump, low-information voters is ludicrous. I think his supporters are the low-information voters. So they know nothing about him. He waved the Bible at them, and he says Constitution every other word, so they think he's a genius? Constitution of one end and a Bible in the other. Suddenly he's a genius. No, my friends, it's not playing out. WBOB Radio in Jacksonville. Bill, welcome. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind? Bill, go ahead. Fire away.
Dr. Savage, I give him credit that Ted Cruz is an insider and a fraud, and I resent to the core being labeled a cretin because I support Donald Trump. I picked cotton in northern Alabama as a kid, was Phi Beta Kappa, 8 additional years of postgraduate training, 30 years top-notch in my profession, and 4 years as an officer in the Air Force. And I've been studying politics since 1955, roughly. And I resent to the core this statement by Ted Cruz. But
you should. You should. He owes you an apology. Ted Cruz owes you an apology. And look, Bill, this is a fatal error on the part of Ted Cruz. And tonight's debate, if Trump is hearing any of this show, or his supporters are, he's got to hit Ted Cruz right between the eyes the minute he comes out of the box and say, hey, Ted, do you still call my supporters stupid? Do you want to take it back and apologize to them right now? Don't you think that's what he should do?
That'd be priceless. Dr. Sack.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to suggest it to his, to his advisor, if I can get an email to her. Tell Donald to attack Ted right off the bat and say, are you going to apologize to my supporters and say that they're not stupid, or are you going to stick to your statement that they are still stupid? No, you have an amazing background. How could he dare say that he knows everyone who supports Trump is stupid?
I hope that Doc comments.
Well, I really respect your background, and I thank you for being a listener to the Savage Nation. I truly do. Hold on. Let's send Bill a copy of Government Zero. I want to give Bill a special present. All right, here are some Savage Nation afternoon headlines. U.S. says probable cause that locked phone has evidence of attack. Remember the Muslims? Oh, I'm sorry, Muslims? I mean the practitioners of the religion of peace? No, I mean those who follow Islam? No, I mean, well, you know, kind of know what I mean. The one who wore the burqa, who machine-gunned innocent people at that office party. Remember them? The San Bernardino killers? Well, the locked iPhone used by one of the dolls, according to the Justice Department, which is encrypted, they're in a fight with Apple, they claim that the phone has evidence of the attack and that they want the federal magistrate judge to affirm her order from last month that directed Apple to help the FBI gain access to the phone used by Saeed Farouk, one of the Muslim attackers in the December 2 shooting that killed 14 and injured 35. That's an interesting statement, that the judge needs to affirm her order from last month. I learned about that today with someone who has been withholding payment to me. I beat this guy in the Supreme Court. I beat him at the federal level. I beat him in every level. And he still hasn't paid me a dime. He still hasn't released any of the audio tapes that are mine. I need to go to my federal judge, and I need to affirm the order, and then we need to then hold these people in contempt of court and put them in jail if necessary, if they don't do what they're supposed to do. That's what's supposed to be done in a nation of laws. I am so sick and tired of people losing in court and acting like they're above the law. And they should go after Apple, and they should put Tim Cook in jail for doing this, just as I'm going to do to this person, who won't give me a dime of what he lost, number one, and number two, the audio tapes, my library. It's mine, my tapes, my work. I want them, and I'm going back to the district court, and we're going to affirm the order with that district judge, and then if they're in contempt of court, we'll have them arrested. That's what we're going to do, because I'm not going to put up with this anymore. This just triggered that. I wanted you to know about it. These things happen, you know. Look at a case like this with Apple. Here is Apple saying drop dead to the federal government itself, thinking that they're above the law. Tim Cook, he's so clean, so he's so great. I hope the FBI gets the judge to affirm the order, and then I hope they throw Tim Cook in jail for contempt of court. But most importantly, the FBI is saying that there's probable cause to believe there is evidence of a terrorist attack on that phone, and our legal system gives this court the authority to see that it can be searched pursuant to a lawful warrant. I would like to know, as an American citizen, who these two Muslim murderers called before, during, and after that attack. I'd like to know who in the world they were communicating with. Because they're still in this country, are they? Are some of them working in the government? Are any of them working for any of these front groups, these civil rights groups? Are any of them working for foreign governments? I'd sure like to know. And maybe that's why we're not getting the information. Here's another update on the Savage Nation. 46,000 Pennsylvania Democrats became Republicans due to Trump. I guess they're all low-information voters. Nearly 46,000 Pennsylvania Dems have switched to Repub since the beginning of the year. According to Penn Live, some experts attribute the mass exodus to Donald Trump. No kidding. There's even a title for the movement. It's called Ditch and Switch. And it calls for lifelong Democrats to abandon the party, register Republican, and help ensure Trump's place in the general election. Are you listening to this? In Massachusetts, as many as 20,000 stupid people, all Democrats, stupid, low-information Democrats, have gone from Democrat to Republican this year because of Donald Trump. And in Ohio, as many as 1,000 blue-collar dummies have promised to switch parties and vote for Trump. I guess Ted Cruz can attack all of them and call them all stupid. Here's the next story, afternoon headlines. A wave of right-wing populism has swept across Europe. They call a nationalist now right-wing. Don't you love it how they twist everything? They don't want their countries disappearing. They know Muslims are sweeping them out of their own country. Populism is appearing in one country after another, Hungary, Poland, Germany, you name it. You can call them right-wing, you can call them anything you want, but just understand they are the people. In Hungary, Viktor Orban's Conservative Party has seen soaring poll ratings at the expense of another party as he took an unapologetically hardline stance in the migrant crisis. The Hungarian leader has sealed the country's southern border with razor wire and fences, refusing to take in a single immigrant from Syria that the EU is trying to jam down their throats. Now, you have to ask yourself, who in the world is the European Union. Who runs it? You know that it's only a handful of unelected tyrants? They're all psychopathic socialist liberals, and they want to decimate all the nations of Europe and Islamicize them, and they're all European. Why would they be doing this? Why in the world would they want to see their nations disappear in front of their eyes? Why would Angela Merkel do this to German people? You have to ask yourself these questions, and you'll come up with the same answer Trump is surging. For the same reasons that the, quote, far right and populism is surging in Europe, Trump is surging for the very same reasons here, because the people are not stupid. They're not low-information voters. They're very high-information voters. This is the Savage Nation. WABC, Ken, go ahead. You're up on the air. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, we know that Donald Trump is he's funding himself. We know that Ted Cruz is getting money from probably the Bushes. I know he's getting money from the pharmaceutical industry. I think it's about time that Ted Cruz tells everybody who he's getting money from so that we know who he's going to represent, whether he's going to represent the people or he's going to represent the special interests.
Ken, you must be a low information voter.
Yes.
Where'd you get this information? Because I know low information voters are not engaged, but where'd you get all this information from?
Well, I study it. I'm retired now. I'm about your age. And
You're 49? You're retired at 49? That's pretty good.
Excuse me?
You're retired at age 49. That's pretty good.
I retired at 65.
All right. That's really cool. No, I'm an ageless guy. I have an ageless heart. You know, I wrote something. I was on a ship last week in the Caribbean. Ah, forget it. You don't want to hear it. No one wants to hear anything lyrical anymore. I wrote something interesting. I said, a heart that doesn't know its age is capable of endless love. I thought that was beautiful. It was like, you know, a night. It was like one of those nights I was alone on the deck looking out at the sea. And I realized I'm one of these ageless guys. I'm like Zorba. And a man like me should live 1,000 years, but we don't. That's the problem. And I've always known this. I mean, I know about the finite element of life because I'm a low-information human being. And as a result, I have worked since I'm a little child in trying to leave a mark on Earth before I leave it. And my memory will be in my books. It's just that simple. That's why I've written so much. I'm striving since I'm very young to leave a mark while I'm still here. And that's it. It's that simple. Let me get the exact words during the break. I don't want to butcher my own poem. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of this hour of the show. If you care to join us in the last few minutes, the phone number is 855-407-2282. The main topics have been that Trump is a victim of racism, that Trump is being treated unfairly by the media, that Ted Cruz says that if you support Trump, you're a low-information dumbbell, that Ted Cruz is deeply tied to the Bush family in many different ways, especially through the Council on Foreign Relations and Goldman Sachs. This does not make him evil, but it makes him a liar. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
Do you think Islam is at war with the West?
I think Islam hates us. There's something there that there's a tremendous hatred there. There's a tremendous hatred. We have to get to the bottom of it. There is an unbelievable hatred of us.
In Islam itself?
You're going to have to figure that out, okay? You'll get another Pulitzer, right? But you're going to have to figure that out. But there is a tremendous hatred. And we have to be very vigilant. We have to be very careful. And we can't allow people coming into this country who have this hatred.
I guess the question is there a war between
That's
the
enough,
West
Anderson,
and radicals?
You made your point, Anderson, a real intellectual giant. All right, he got the answer. He almost died from the statement, fell off the chair. But ask the Europeans what they think about Islam. That's all. You know, don't consult a textbook and don't look to the New York Times for your answer. Ask the average European about Islam. asked them about the rapes in France, asked them about the violence in all of the European countries that have been so kind to accept the migrants, and you'll get some of your answer right there as to why they are naturally trepidatious about this wave after wave after wave of Muslims. But, you know, here's the part that's really grating to me. She owns it. Hillary Clinton owns this migrant tsunami that is hitting Europe. She created the Arab Spring. She overthrew Gaddafi in Libya. She is the one who caused this great upheaval in the world. She owns it. And all the phonies in the media won't ask her a single question about Benghazi or about the Arab Spring. So none of it means anything. It's all a cover-up. So tonight, the deceiver-in-chief, Barack Obama, is conducting a state dinner for Trudeau, the ballerina, the ballet dancer, at the White House. They're, you know, birds of a feather, so to speak. Far left, two fanatical far leftists who have basically, they're imposters. They're holding positions for which neither of them are qualified for, in my opinion. And I understand that the main item on the menu is going to be a very special dish for Trudeau. It's a false canard. Ha, 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 ha. I just thought I'd make that up on the spot. Let's go to some of the last callers of the day. It's the end of day glass. B.O.B. Jacksonville. We're getting a lot of great callers from them today. Line 8, Elizabeth, what's on your mind? What's your question?
Yes, I work in the arts and education, and I'm surrounded by people on a daily basis who express their liberal politics. I'm always asked who I support, and I feel like I'm looked down as a racist, which I was called when I voted for Romney 4 years ago. So how does a young woman stand for my politics without being discriminated or being called uneducated or low information, as Ted would say?
Don't answer the question. You can't win. Liberals are the most bigoted people in the political world. They're intolerant, and you cannot win such a question. The best thing is to keep it to yourself. You have to become the equivalent of a Murano in Europe, and you have to practice your political faith on your own, because otherwise you will be crucified by the individuals called liberals who are conducting an inquisition in such a question. Does that answer your question? Keep it to yourself.
Okay, sounds good.
And I'm telling you right now, don't step into the trap, because they know who you are already. That's why they're asking you. They want you to say it so they can pick on you, because they're all bullies. Liberals are primarily bullies, and they're pack animals. They attack in a group, and they peck at you. I'm very serious about it. Keep your politics to yourself. Practice your political orientation in private. Be like the Muranos were during the Spanish Inquisition, I'll go into that another day. That's a very interesting story, the Muranos and how they secretly practiced their Judaism, because if they were not publicly Catholics, they were killed. Did you know any of that? I bet you didn't even know about them. It's an interesting story. I don't mean to be rhetorical about it, but I'll tell you more about that in a minute. You know, tomorrow, I was just down in St. Thomas last week, and I visited one of the oldest synagogues in the Western Hemisphere, which has sand floors. And I learned history that I never knew existed. I didn't know why they had sand floors in this ancient, several hundred-year-old synagogue. And it had to do with practicing their religion in basements covered with sand, so that the surrounding Catholic majority would not hear the Hebrew chants, because the crime for being a Jew in that country at that time, in Spain, even in Brazil, was death. That's what liberals do to those who don't follow their edicts.